Good morning. 10:12 a.m. I'm getting later, not earlier. It's Sunday the 15th. Happy Father's Day. It's cool. It's a cool, cool day. 15:51. 15:51 on the first mile, just under 16 minutes. So yeah, Father's Day. It's when I started looking to come out at around 6 or 7 with 45 degrees, and I should have gone. I looked outside, there were people in parkas. I should have gone. It was lovely. It was it's lovely this morning. The sun is hot, but the wind is quite cool. And yeah, it's beautiful. Derelict, Charlie asked, does it get better after chapter 5? I guess it depends on better. It depends on what your definition of better is. I think the book is largely pretty consistent. It's, if you're not really into it by chapter 5, then you might not want to continue. So if you're at the sample and you're going, meh, I would stop. I like the book, frankly. It wasn't a perfect book. I wouldn't give it 5 stars. But I give it 4 stars. It's so much better. I've read some other stuff by Cohen, Between, which was really quite good for an elf story. I really don't have a lot of help. I don't have a lot of use for elf stories, because there's just, you know, so they've been done so much, they've been done pretty much to death. There's nothing really that interesting. But the Between had a couple of aspects that I found engaging. I think I recommended it on my walk one morning. Derelict is so much better than the Between. Not just because it's science fiction, not just because it's not an elf story, but I think it shows that LJ has come a long way. But yeah, if you get to the end of the sample and you don't think, oh yeah, don't. That's my advice on every book. Because, you know, the truth is that a book that appeals to me might not appeal to all of my fans. And sometimes books that appeal to all of my fans don't appeal to me. There are a couple of guys who pretty much dominate the top of the sci-fi space opera list, and I really can't read them. I started, I tried, it's like, Christopher Nuttall is perhaps an exception. British guy. I've read a couple of his books. And they were good enough to get me through, but good enough, not so good, to make me go look up everything he ever wrote. Somebody mentioned that he finally got a cover artist, and I went and looked at some of his stories again. He's written a lot. But, and I'll probably pick up some more of his stuff. There was one in particular that I don't remember. I'd have to look it up to recall what it was, but first book in one of the series. So I'm walking. Not exactly the foundation of the day I was looking for, but Today is Father's Day. It's not going to be a heavy production day anyway. And actually, everybody was still asleep until moments before I left when my daughter got up. She was having a heart attack over the hard drive in her laptop. For graduation present last year, I got her an Asus touchscreen, and of course it's Windows 8. But the hard drive started ticking, which is never a good sign. And she's probably done no maintenance on it at all, so I don't know if you still have to do disk defrags or stuff like that. But she did take the opportunity last night to back up all of her working files. So I've already had the day sort of taken from Father's Day to customer service day again already. It's to be expected. I'm walking in the shade. It's actually chilly. I get a little sweat going on. The breeze is making it quite cold. I had great plans of getting up and getting out before anybody got up in the morning and getting out here and heading over to Panera and having a little Father's Day treat for myself. That didn't happen. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to interrupt the walk. I'm going to go home and probably have a frozen burrito. I already had some breakfast. I had some, treated myself to toast with peanut butter with a little bit of marmalade. Not that I needed the extra sugar. Well, I didn't need the extra flavor. It was quite tasty. I can still taste it. It's on my mustache. Hotel is going on apace. Looks like 5 stories so far. It's going to be rather an obnoxiously sized building based on the footprint that they've carved here in the plains. And judging from the height that they're building these pillars, I think they're the concrete stairwells or brick stairwells. They have that sort of shape to them, a rectangular kind of shape. It could be just facade, I don't know. That's a lot of brick for facade. Monk Post. And I apologize. My windshield, the wind guard is not on the microphone this morning again. So you're likely to be getting a lot of wind noise. I'm going to chalk it off as verisimilitude. Shouldn't be able to hear the metronome this morning either. Tara Lee reported yesterday that with it was audible with good headphones. But I had it turned up yesterday. This morning I found there's actually a metronome volume that's separate from the phone volume. So the phone volume is turned down and the metronome volume is turned down, so I can just pick it out. Over my own talking, over the wind in my ears, over the sirens blowing. Sounds like there might be a fire somewhere. Your Father's Day, your house burned down. I was gonna get something to barbecue today because it's Father's Day. Nothing like a Father's Day barbecue to put me in the mood, but I found a nice piece of steak. So we're gonna grill steak and maybe grill steak and make mashed baked potatoes this evening for the dinner hour. I have some tomatoes, not my own tomatoes. My own tomatoes are coming on. The plants are very small. When they say compact, they weren't kidding. The tomatoes are very small. They're all very green. There's maybe half a dozen of them, perhaps eight across the three plants. There's one plant that definitely got a little winter burned. There's a piece of it that's kind of sad looking. I still remember to take a picture of them. It's only June. We still have August and September. And July. Well, let's not forget July. Half past June, but July, August, tomato country. I'll find out when the farmer's market is so I can go get vegetables. Starting up their lawnmower. Something I should have done yesterday and didn't. I feel like a derelict. Speaking of derelicts, that's what I feel like. No, not really. One step at a time. Tara Lee made a good point about when you're sick, sleep doesn't mean the same thing. And your body is busy. In my case, my mind is busy. Repairing stuff while I'm sleeping. Got out of stop. It was the curb. Noticed it a couple of times now on the curbs. Stepping down, stepping up takes a half a beat longer. Or shorter, I'm not sure which. See if I can fix it on this curb. There we go. Almost back, making the northern turn. Walking beside the park, grass is all ripe, has a lot of seed heads that are beginning to bend over. Some of them are still standing upright. I'd like to know what this yellow flower is. Sort of looks like tumbleweed. Could be. It would be about in the right place along the edge where the tumbleweeds would catch up in the fall and then drop their seeds. Slope breeze. You don't see those very often. It's coming in from the east southeast. And 16:14 on the back half, so right around 16-minute miles is 125, which is a good workout for me. Under 19 is the goal weight, the goal speed. 16 is a good number, and 32 minutes is not a bad amount of time to spend on a daily workout. So, yeah, with that, I am at the back eight. Tomorrow's another day. It's a Monday. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.